So thank you very much for joining us this morning, this afternoon, and this evening. Before we begin, we'll speak to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for the one who came into the world to die on a cross for sinners. And thank you that this is a message that can go to the whole world. And so we ask your help from beginning to end. And we thank you for this time and pray for thy blessing upon each one here. If there's any need that it may be unspoken, but we pray that you'll know, and we know that you know. We pray that you'll work in their lives to bring about circumstances and help those in need. So we ask that blessing now in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And just by just a few thoughts that I had, we want to think about substitution.
Sa aming pong pagbubulay-bulayan, naisip po namin ang salitang substitution or kapalit.
So we're going to read in our Bibles a couple of verses, starting in Romans chapter 3.
So ating pong babasahin sa Biblia ang Romans chapter 3.
And we're just going to pick out some verses in the Bible that bring out points that I want to bring across.
At lamang po namin pipiliin ang mga verses sa Bible na kung saan yun po ang ating pagtutuunan ng pansin.
In Romans chapter 3, verse 19, and then verse 22 and 23.
You want to read in English?
Yep, I'll read verse in English. Verse 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped. And this is my thought. And all the world may become guilty before God. Verse 22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. And this is my thought here. Unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Babasahin po natin sa Romans 19 sa Tagalog. Romans 3:19. Ngayon ay nalaman natin na ang anumang sinasabi ng kautusan, yaon ay sinasabi sa nangasa ilalim ng kautusan upang matikom ang bawat bibig at ang buong sanlibutan ay matpasa ilalim ng hatol ng Diyos. Sa verse 22, sa makatuwid bagay ang katuwiran ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya kay Kristo Jesus sa lahat ng mga nagsisisampalataya sapagkat walang pagkakaiba. Verse 23, sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala nga at hindi nangakaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
So these verses bring out the fact that all have sinned and all are guilty.
At ito pong mga binasa nating mga verses or versikulo ay may katotohanan na ang lahat po ay nagkasala. Ang lahat po ay may pananagutan sa Diyos.
Well, let's turn over to Romans chapter 5. If you have a Bible, you can follow along. If not, we'll try to read clearly so you can understand. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. In English, it reads like this. Wherefore, as by one man, so we went from all being guilty, but this is how the entrance of the sin into the world. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death is passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
At sa Romans 5 and 12 po, so binasa po natin na ang bawat isa ay may pananagutan at pagkakasala sa Diyos at ganito po ang nangyari kung bakit ganon. Sa Romans 5 and 12 po, sinasabi po doon, kaya kung paano nasa pamamagitan ng isang tao ay pumasok ang kasalanan sa sanglibutan at ang kamatayay sa pamamagitan ng kasalanan at sa ganito'y ang kamatayan ay naranasan ng lahat ng mga tao sapagkat ang lahat ay nangagkasala.
Now let's look at verse number 18.
At sa verse 18 din po.
Perhaps 19.
89,
Yes, 18.
18 and 19.
Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, so all condemned, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
At sa verse 18 po sa Tagalog, verse Romans 5:18, kaya kung paanong sa pamamagitan ng isang pagsuway ay dumating ang hatol at sa lahat ng mga tao ay ipagdurusa, gayon din naman sa pamamagitan ng isang gawa ay katuwiran, gawa ng katuwiran, ang kaloob na walang bayad ay dumating sa lahat ng mga tao sa ikakaaring ganap ng buhay. Verse 19, sapagkat kung paanong sa pamamagitan ng pagsuway ng isang tao, ang marami ay naging mga makasalanan, gayon din sa pamamagitan ng pagtalima ng isa, ang marami ay magiging mga matuwid.
Very good. So these verses are bringing out the fact that we are all sinners.
At ang mga verses versikulo po na binasa natin ay nagpapatunay po na ang lahat po ay nagkasala.
And because of our sin, we are going to die. That's the wages of sin.
At dahil nga po sa ating mga pagkakasala ay may hatol po itong kamatayan.
Well, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Okay. Sa 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
And verse number 14. Number 14 and 15. In English says this, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because that we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. That's my statement right there. If one died for all, then we're all dead. Verse 15, and that he died for all. Isn't that amazing truth? And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Sinasabi po sa Tagalog sa 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15, sapagkat ang pag-ibig ni Kristo ay pumipilit sa amin, sapagkat ipinasisiya namin ang ganito, na kung ang isa ay namatay dahil sa lahat, kung gayoy lahat ay nangamatay. Verse 15, at siya'y namatay dahil sa lahat, upang ang nangabubuhay ay huwag nang mabuhay pa sa kanilang sarili, kundi doon sa namatay dahil sa kanila at muling nabuhay.
Now we're just going to go over to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 for pretty much our final verse. Galatians 2 and verse 20. In English, it says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. These are two important things. Who loved me. And the second thing is, and he gave himself for me. This was very personal to the writer. He said, who loved me and gave himself for me.
At binasa po natin, babasahin po natin ang pinaka summary or pinaka-importante sa na verses sa araw na ito na ating pagtutuunan ay sa Galatians 2 and 20. Nakasama ni Kristo at hindi na ako ang nabubuhay, kundi si Kristo ang nabubuhay sa akin. At ang buhay na ikinabubuhay ko ngayon sa laman ay kinabubuhay ko sa pananampalataya. Ang pananampalataya na ito sa anak ng Diyos na sa akin ay umibig at ibinigay ang kanyang sarili dahil sa akin. Ito po ay personal na isinulat ng manunulat na ito na kung ating pong babasahin ang buong chapter ay si Apostol Paul or si Pablo na naging personal para sa kanya.
Very good. Salamat. Thanks for listening. That's a lot of reading.
Maraming salamat po at ito napakarami ng ating binasa.
But there are three points. One is that we are all sinners.
At meron pong tatlong punto. Ang una po ay lahat po tayo ay nagkasala or makasalanan.
And the second point is that there was one who stepped in and died on behalf of everybody.
And pangalawang punto po ay meron pong isang namagitan or tumapak sa para po sa lahat ng tao.
And the third thing is very personal that each one of us must take, and that the one who died for everybody, he died for me personally.
At ang pangatlo po ay personal na atin pong aakuin o aangkinin ng isa po ay namatay, ang isa pong tao o nagkatawang tao ay namatay para sa akin.
There are many stories, but I heard this story and I'll just tell it to you.
Marami pong mga istorya, meron po kami napakinggang istorya. Ito po ay aming ibabahagi para sa inyo.
There was a king who lived long ago, and his kingdom, he was a very kind and gracious king.
At meron pong isang hari na namuhay ng mga nakaraang taon na, at siya po ay napaka mabait na hari at napaka punong-puno ng grasya.
But one day his one of his people in the kingdom came to him and said, we found someone stealing from the treasury.
At meron pong minsan meron pong isang tao o maybe maaari pong siya, ito po ay kanyang taga-silbi o taga-paglingkod. At nalaman po nila na mayroong isang tao na nagnakaw sa kanilang pagmamay-ari o sa kanilang mga pagmamay-aring treasury. I don't know the Tagalog.
The place where the money is.
Yung lugar kung saan ang mga ang mga pera o mga ginto.
And so the king said, well, someone must find this person and bring them here, and they will pay the price of 10 lashes.
So sinabi po ng hari na ipinag-utos niya na hanapin taong ito at bibigyan natin ng parusa.
But no one came forward and stealing continued.
At wala pong nagsabi o nagpakita at ang pagnanakaw ay nagpatuloy.
And so he said, come forward, but now it's going to be 20 lashes.
At sinabi po niya sa lahat ng kanyang nasasakupan na ikaw na ay pumarito at ito'y magiging, kung hindi, ito'y magiging 20 lashes o 20 hagupit.
And no one came forward and he said 40 lashes.
At wala pa rin pong nagpakita o humarap at sinabi niya 40 hagupit ang kanyang makukuha na.
But then they found the person who stole, and it was his own mother.
At ngunit pong na tagpuan na nila kung sino po yung magnanakaw at ang at ito po ay nanay niya o nanay ng hari, ina ng hari.
And so people said, what will happen now? Surely he will have mercy and not carry out the sentence with his own mother. She will not survive these 40 lashes.
So sinabi po ng mga tao, ano nang mangyayari ngayon? Dahil napag-alaman natin na ang nanay ng hari mismo ang nagnanakaw, hindi na ito makakatanggap ng kahagupit.
But the king said, justice must be served. And even though he was a kind and gracious king, he is also just. And he said, no matter who the person is, they must be carried out.
So sinabi po ng hari na dapat hatulan ang gumawa nito. Bagaman siya ay na mabait at punong-puno ng grasya, sinabi po niya sa harapan mismo ng kanyang nasasakupan na dapat maparusahan ang gumawa nito.
And so the day came when his mother was tied to the stake, and her back was bare, and she was going to receive the lashes.
At sa araw na pong iyon, may ang kanyang ina ay kanila pong tinalian sa isang kahoy or poste, at ang kanyang pong likod na ipakita at handa nang tanggapin ang mga hagupit.
But this guilty person, his mother, she stood there waiting for the lashes. But then the king came off the throne and he took off his robe and he covered his mother with his body and he started to receive the lashes himself.
Ngunit po ang hari po ng kanyang anak na isang hari ay tumapak o tumayo sa kanyang kinaupuan na trono at kanya pong niyakap ang kanyang anak ang kanyang ina at inako po ang dapat na parusa na para sa kanyang ina.
The king could not not the king had to administer justice to be a just king, but he was the one who also received the lashes his mother deserved, who was guilty.
Ang hari po ang dapat na magparusa para sa kanyang ina, ngunit siya po mismo ang umako ng kaparusahang iyon, kapalit ng kanyang ina.
Well, this story is just a picture. It illustrates us the truth we've been reading about.
At ito pong yung aming shinare na o binahagi na istorya ay isa lamang pong litrato ng kung saan ang ating totoong mensahe sa araw na ito.
We were just like that mother. We have offended God.
Tayo po, kami po ay katulad ng ina na kung saan gumawa ng kasalanan o nagkasala sa harapan ng Diyos.
And although God loves us so much, He can't just be a just God and not punish sin.
And mapagmahal na Diyos ay minahal niya po tayo ng lubusan, ngunit siya po ay isang Diyos ng hustisya.
And the absolute justice of God cannot no one would be able to survive the just punishment that we deserve.
At ang kaparusahan po o ang hustisya na dapat po nating akuin ay hindi what was that again?
No one could survive the fact that
at hindi po natin na masusumpungan ang katotohanan ito na tayo dapat maparusahan.
But when I look at myself and I realize that there was one who died for me.
At noong pong tinignan po namin ang aming sarili, ay nalaman po namin na meron pong isang namatay para sa amin.
And that one was the Lord Jesus Christ who came from heaven and came out of love. He stepped off the throne and came in my place and He bore my sin in His own body on the tree.
At ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay bumaba sa kanyang trono sa kalangitan at nagkatawang tao at siya'y naparusahan sa krus at namatay dahil sa pagmamahal sa akin.
And Paul, he wrote in Galatians 2, verse 20, "The Son of God, He loved me and gave Himself for me." Galatians 2, verse 20, "The Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me."
At sa Galatians 2 po, sinasabi po doon ni Paul na sinasabi po doon na ang Panginoong Jesus ang sa Panginoong si Kristo Jesus ang nabuhay para sa akin. At siya ang pananampalataya na ito sa anak, ang Diyos na aking ubibig at ibinigay ang kanyang sarili dahil sa akin.
So salvation can be yours if you realize that you were a sinner. Realizing you deserve death, but that the Lord Jesus died for you.
Ang kaligtasan po ay mapapa sa iyo kung iyo pong nanaisin at iyo pong iisipin na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay para sa iyo.
You would say like the Apostle Paul, "The Son of God loved me and gave Himself for me."
At maaari niyo po itong sabihin sa inyong sarili, katulad ni Apostol Pablo, na ang anak ng Diyos na sa akin ay umibig at ibinigay ang kanyang sarili dahil sa akin.
And thank you so much for listening, we'll pray. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus who loved us. And we can say individually, He loved me and He bore our sin. He was the willingly stepped in our place so that we can go free. We thank Thee for the Lord Jesus that although we were condemned, we were sinners, we were guilty, He died in our place and suffered in our stead. And so we ask Thy blessing now upon each one here, especially those who are not saved, that they would realize that wonderful truth as to why the Lord Jesus died and who He died for. So we ask Thy blessing in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.